Hello, my name is Nicole Carlson, and welcome to Money Mindset and Manifestation for the High Performer. We talk about manifesting all the things, how to get a life where you have all the things. And I'm not just talking about manifesting money and manifesting our business and manifesting our soulmate and manifesting the health that we want. I'm talking about manifesting true happiness, true connection while getting all the things, right? Because I believe that your soul wants all the things. Your soul wants to go bigger, live bigger, be that person that you know that you are capable of becoming. So I know that to get that, you need to be connected to yourself, to your soul, to your desires. And that's what we're talking about here, because I've lived that life where I had all the things on the surface, the house, the husband, the money, the career, the cars, all the things. But inside, I just felt like I was dying. I had panic attacks, anxiety attacks, all these things, and I needed to heal from those things. So I want you to have it all. And I want you to be fully, completely fulfilled while having it all, because none of that's worth it if you aren't truly happy. So tune in and let's get started. Hey, guess where I am? Guess where I am? Guess who's back in Austin? She will not leave me alone. She's so super demanding. Who, me? So demanding. Oh my gosh. She's just been on me all day. Just like, meow. Hey, who's on? Okay, so I wanted to get on here and talk about burnout and struggle, because I know you guys resonate with this, because that's part of the reason why you guys follow me, because I've been there, done that, and now I am living a life where I can work from my hammock with my cat on me, right? So this is actually, okay, maybe you don't want to work from a hammock. Who's on? I can't even tell. Where's my thingy? Maybe you don't want to work from a hammock. But we actually love the struggle. We love to burn ourselves out and run ourselves down, because it gives us a sense of accomplishment. Like, oh, hey, look at me. Look at me. Look what I've done. Look at all that I have gone through, and I'm on top and I'm doing well. And even though you're like burning yourself out and you're, you know, running yourself down. But really, burnout and struggle, they are a form of avoidance. They are, what that is when we run ourselves down and burn ourselves out, money is abundant. Love is abundant. There's no reason why we should run ourselves down, burn ourselves out. Unless we are trying to avoid getting money, getting love. And so what we do is we make things so hard for ourselves, because we got to do all these things, and then we make it so hard that we finally, when we get close, we burn ourselves out, and we're just like completely depleted. Because really, we're afraid to get that thing. We're afraid to manifest money. We're afraid to be intimate with our partner. We're afraid of getting, because you know it's right around the corner. You know it's easy. You know that money is abundant, right? And even if it feels hard for you, you look around and you're like, it's easy for other people. And if you're like me,
you go to the mindset, well, if they can do it, I can do it. Right? Not a lot of people go to that mindset. They're usually like, well, they can do it because they're privileged or blah, 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 blah. And I can't do it because, I don't know, insert reason, right? But the thing of it is there's someone who's done it with less capabilities and resources than you have. There is. And so for you not to be able to manifest what you want, what your heart truly wants, is ridiculous. We can actually have what we want. The reason why our heart wants something is because we're supposed to go create it, right? We're supposed to go after that thing. But we make it so hard that we can't even, like, get close. And when I work with my clients, right, you guys know I just announced Abundance, which is an $18,000 program for 4 months. But when I work with my clients, the realistic, the thing that they learn is that everything was always, and I guess they come in knowing that they're the ones holding themselves back, right? That everything is always abundant. Everything is there and available. And the reason they're not getting that is because they're still in a victim mindset. They're still thinking that they want to struggle. We really do love to struggle. We want to keep burning ourselves out because it's the feeling that we're actually addicted to this feeling, right? It's like going and doing a hard workout. Maybe you're not a workout person, but burning out is like doing a hard workout. Like, look, I did all this work and look, right? We are addicted to that fight feeling. And you can tell I like that. But it is addicting because it gives us a sense of worthiness and accomplishment. But it comes from this mindset that we have to earn money. You don't earn money, you create it. Right? It comes from this mindset that you have to earn love. You don't earn love. That feels bad, right? So really, if you're choosing struggle, if you're choosing burnout, then you're actually, basically, you're probably, and I posted this on my Facebook, even if a pile of money was sitting in front of you on a table, you would be blocked from, you couldn't get to it because you have blocks. You have blocks, right? And we choose money, we choose struggle and burnout because we're afraid to face our blocks, right? So we make things so hard so that we never get to the point where we sit like right in front of money and like, okay, let's heal this relationship. Hi. Oh my God, you missed a good one. You're going to have to go watch the replay. But, I'm back in Austin. But we keep choosing burnout and struggle over and over again. And it's just this addiction to this idea that we're not good enough, that we have to wait till we get this or that. We have this perfectionism thing. And if we just let all this stuff go, then we would realize that all these things are available to us. And this is what I help my clients realize, right? What in them is stopping them from manifesting the life that they want, the money that they want, all these things, right? So that's the end. So go back, watch, and I'll see you guys tomorrow. Sorry, you're at the end and I'm kind of like ran out of stuff to say. But I love you very much, and I will see you tomorrow. Bye.
Hey guys, thank you so much for being here with me today. And everything that we talked about is over in the show notes, including ways that we can stay in touch. And if you enjoyed this episode, please hit subscribe and go over to the comments and leave me a little comment, because that would mean the world to me. And I will see you guys on the next episode.